Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
House oversight is now asking even more questions that the White House is not going to like. They're now connecting dots financially between the White House and Hunter Biden. And the House Oversight Committee is now asking the gallery owner, who's been selling a hell of a lot of Hunter Biden's art, for who they were selling them to. Now, one of the ways that people money launder is through artwork. Because there is not records usually of who is buying the art, you can do it anonymously. Republicans are calling BS. And now the Republicans on the House Oversight and Accountability Committee have turned their focus to the foreign dollars coming in to buy Hunter Biden's artwork and how much of that money may be going to the big guy. Hunter Biden's art sales are now part of the panel's larger probe into the first family's business dealings. The oversight chairman, James Comer, sent a letter on Wednesday to George Burgess. Now, he is the owner of the Burgess Gallery, and he is now seeking information about sales of Hunter Biden's paintings and an agreement crafted with the White House to keep the buyers of the artwork confidential. To be clear, they did a deal with the White House. That's another reason why it's actually your business, our business, everyone's business. Why is the White House involved in keeping the confidentiality of people who are buying artwork? Some of this artwork, we now have been told, has actually been hanging in the White House, which will up the value of the artwork. We have been told that Hunter Biden's artwork has been in the residence, possibly, and in the First Lady's office as well, on the East Wing. Quote, it's concerning that President Biden's son is the recipient now of anonymous high-dollar transactions, potentially from foreign buyers, with no accountability or oversight other than you, Comer said in the letter to the art dealer. The American people deserve transparency regarding certain details about Hunter's expensive art transactions. Now, the gallery, which is in New York and Soho, has shown Hunter Biden paintings, including two solo exhibitions in 2021 and 2022. The gallery in New York Soho has also been a place where many foreign buyers have done transactions. Now, the White House said in 2021 that a system, quote, had been established to guard against conflicts of interest, with Burgess keeping the identities of the buyers secret and denying any offer above the sale price or deemed suspect in order to prevent buyers from trying to gain access to the White House through buying the Hunter Biden finger paintings. I added the word finger paintings, obviously. Now, ethics experts at the time criticized the policy for, in fact, not being transparent while the White House was claiming transparency about the buyers. And they also warned that the policy could also backfire in a big way. In fact, the Treasury Department had also warned that high-value art transactions, which involve a high degree of anonymity and confidentiality, could play a role in foreign nationals circumventing U.S. economic sanctions and be used as a front to launder money, quote unquote. That warning, again, coming from Biden's own Treasury Department. Now, Burgess said in 2001 that Hunter Biden's paintings could sell for $75,000 on the low end, that's the least expensive piece, to $500,000. That's a hell of a lot of money for an amateur in the art business who is still alive. Comer previously sent a letter to Burgess requesting information about Hunter Biden's art sales in 2021, but has now said that Burgess never responded. The oversight chairman requested documents and communications between the art gallery and the White House and or Hunter Biden. Also documents and contracts relating to Biden's artwork. Any ethics guidelines created in conjunction with the White House, as well as documents that showed who attended the Biden art shows and documents showing who purchased Biden artwork. It also requested a transcribed interview with Burgess by February the 15th of 2023. So we're talking just a couple of weeks from now. The letter to Burgess marks the second public development in the Oversight Committee's investigation to the Biden crime family since Republicans took control of the House. We also know that James Comer sent a letter earlier in January to the Treasury Department seeking information about any and all suspicious activity reports generated by banks in relation to Biden family business dealings. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. If you've got a cell phone, then you need to make the switch to the only Christian conservative cell phone coming to the U.S. Why? Because when you pay your bill and every time you make a phone call or send a text message, you're supporting conservative Christian causes that you believe in. If you are fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, then stand with a company that actually does. Make the switch today. You're going to get a free month of service plus free activation with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative wireless provider. They use the same towers that you're on right now. You get to keep your same phone many times and your same phone number. Plus, they defend and protect our First and Second Amendment rights. They also make sure they stand up for the unborn. They offer nationwide coverage and they are an amazing company. When you pay your bill, you are supporting what you believe in. Now, right now, you can try Patriot Mobile for 2 months and get your third month free. Plus, get free activation. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. So just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Or online at patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben. Now, we know that there were suspicious activity reports, more than 100 of those reports, that were flagged for Hunter Biden transactions, meaning that they had suspicious activity to the point where they felt like they needed to give it to the United States government for possible or potential review. Why are we not seeing those suspicious activity reports? Because Democrats have blocked all of us so far from seeing them. That's also a problem. Now, when Comer sent that letter to the Treasury Department seeking information, the reports, by the way, do not necessarily mean illegal activity occurred. In fact, only a small percentage of the millions of such reports from banks every year lead to law enforcement investigations. However, there's a hell of a lot of them that deal with Hunter Biden, more than 100. He also sent a series of letters to former top Twitter executives seeking information about the company's handling of blocking the New York Post story, revealing information obtained from that hard drive that Hunter Biden owned. We have not heard back yet from how that will work with Twitter. What I can tell you is this. This is a significant new development. This comes on the heels of U.S. Senator Rand Paul saying, not just because of this, but also because of other information that we found out about the FBI, specifically that one of the guys that was getting FISA warrants against and framing the President of the United States of America for colluding with the Russians, we now know that top FBI guy has actually been charged with crimes. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, he went on Eric Bolling's show and had this to say. Take a listen.
Weigh in this, because I come from a time in a world where law enforcement, including the intel agencies, kind of leaned towards the law enforcement world, and they leaned conservative. They leaned pro-American. They leaned, you know, into protecting all Americans equally. Was there an event or an inflection point where intel, CIA, FBI, ATF, Department of Justice, IRS, was there an inflection point where all these agencies seemed to go from conservative values to far left liberal?
I think it's swamp fever, Potomac fever. The ones closest to the swamp have become infected with influence and power in politics. You know, I play golf with a retired FBI agent. He's conservative. Most of the agents that I meet in the field are conservative. They're typical law enforcement kind of people. But then when you meet the politicians, the FBIs, the, you know, Director Wray, you see political animals, Comey. You see people involved in politics. God forbid you talk about Brennan or Clapper. Since they have left office, you've seen how far left wing they are. Mm. We should have suspected as much with, you know, Brennan, since he supported the communist candidate in 1976. But really, it's a political class up here that is corruptible and become very left wing. The Peter Strzoks and his mistress. These are the people infiltrating the FBI at the highest levels. We need a thorough cleaning. It's only going to happen if we get a president who gets rid of the top 10% and brings in some law enforcement people from out in Kansas or Kentucky or someplace, people who truly are law enforcement people, and let's repopulate the FBI at the top with real law enforcement people, not
only
politicians.
If we get a president who reinforces law enforcement, who may come from Kentucky, did you say? Did you say Kentucky?
No, I didn't
Senator
say that.
Are you?
FBI, people repopulating the top of the FBI may want to choose people from Kentucky.
I love how they're messing with Senator Paul there on, hey, are you running for president? He laughs and says, no, that's not what I'm saying. What he is saying is the FBI will only be reformed if we remove and replace the top 10% of the agency.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Now, you can hear Senator Paul, who is making it clear there's massive problems within the FBI, and that's a theme now that I think any American that's looking at these stories would agree is not an extreme conclusion based on what we have witnessed, based on what we are seeing. Now, Senator Ted Cruz actually forced the White House's hand. This was amazing, by making them answer a question about, hey, Why aren't you guys raiding other locations? There are other locations where there are documents, including the University of Delaware, and there's a lot of documents that your son may have had, referring to Hunter Biden, as well as James Biden and others. And Senator Ted Cruz, on the podcast I did with him, Verdict with Ted Cruz, Now, you can listen to this podcast in its entirety by downloading Verdict with Ted Cruz. But I want to play for you just a portion of what the senator had to say, which made major headlines and a big headache for the White House when he said this.
Given the enormous evidence of corruption involving Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, involving Hunter Biden selling access to Joe Biden when he was vice president, involving Hunter Biden being paid millions of dollars from Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas company, and millions of dollars from companies funded by the Chinese communist government. At the same time that Hunter Biden, we know, was in his father's Corvette, he has pictures out on the internet of him driving his father's Corvette, which was parked, we now know and it is admitted, next to classified documents. The FBI needs to search and investigate to determine whether there are any classified documents at Hunter Biden's home or business. And by the way, the next question someone might ask is, okay, well, what is the probable cause to search Hunter Biden's home or business? And there may or may not be probable cause. If you had to go to a court and get a warrant for that search, you'd have to lay out the case. But the question that should be asked tomorrow to Karine Jean-Pierre is, does Hunter Biden object to an FBI search of his home and business? Because if there's no objection, the FBI can do it. Now, if he objects, that tells you something.
If he objects, that tells you, I think, more than just something. It tells you a hell of a lot of that's going on here with the Biden crime family. Now, this all comes as a top FBI official who actually helped launch the Trump-Russia probe, one of those that helped with the Steele dossier, one of those that helped with the FISA warrant on Carter Page, has actually now been charged with major crimes for working with the Russians. Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, talking about this aspect of now the problem with the FBI with Hannity.
Hoax. Now, remember, let's give a timeline here. We know for a fact that the FBI was warned in August by Bruce Orr, don't trust the dirty dossier. He said it was political. Early October 2016, the FBI sends agents over to meet with the author, Christopher Steele, offer him $1 million bounty. He couldn't get the money because he had no proof to corroborate this. By the end of October, it becomes what Andrew McCabe, the deputy FBI director, mentioned was the bulk of information without the dirty dossier, no FISA applications. And yet this guy working on this case was the one actually involved in colluding with the Russians.
Right, Sean. The same FBI that spied on President Trump's campaign, that altered evidence in front of the FISA court, that lied to the FISA court, now has an agent who helped launch the Trump-Russia investigation, who's under indictment for taking money from Russia. And understand, it's not just any agent. This is the special agent in charge of counterintelligence in the New York division. And it's not just any Russian. It's Oleg Deripaska, whose name comes up all the time, who was the guy Christopher Steele was working for. That is the lay of the land here. And that is why Matt and I have sent this letter. We're going to send this letter to get more answers on what was this. This guy worked 20 some years at the FBI, this McGonigal. So we want to know everything that's going on here, because this pattern that we've now seen and the political nature that exists based on what whistleblowers have told us and based on what we have seen has to end.
What are you discovering? What are the whistleblowers saying, Matt Gaetz, and what will the American people likely learn in these hearings?
Well, there's two critical vectors that we're investigating on the Judiciary Committee. First, the extent to which our national security apparatus is corrupted by politics here at home. That's where the whistleblowers have talked about really degrading evidence that would otherwise implicate the Biden family. But this story that is breaking now, that is huge, shows us that there is also a real coercion with foreign cash that comes in and has an impact on our FBI. What we now know is that the head of counterintelligence at the New York field office was turned by the Russians, and this is the very person who helped do the intake on the initial Russia hoax. So now we have to determine when that person was turned, and I'm very concerned that it may have been while he was at the FBI. Even in this indictment, Sean, details show he was setting up business organizations in New Jersey that later accepted corrupt cash from Russians while he was leading counterintelligence efforts at the New York field office. There could be real dangers here to national security. That's why Mr. Jordan and I want to know if there are legislative proposals or oversight endeavors we have to engage in to figure out how deep this rot goes.
You look at the rot, 20-something years, this FBI agent, they're now saying, was at the FBI, who now was clearly working for the Russians. This is a guy that tried to frame the president of the United States of America. Again, that's a really big problem. We should all understand how big of a problem that is. You have the president who's saying nothing about any of this. You have Senator Cruz on Biden's classified documents saying the FBI needs to search the residence of Hunter Biden. Again, he said it this way on Fox earlier today as he continues to reiterate the point. You cannot separate now the crimes that were being committed on behalf of Hunter Biden from Joe Biden because they're in the same deals.
I believe the FBI needs to search the residences of Hunter Biden and any business offices of Hunter Biden to determine if there are classified materials there. Because if these classified materials in particular implicate Burisma, Ukraine, Communist China, payments going to Hunter Biden or Joe Biden's brother or the Biden family, then this shifts from a political problem to a very serious problem of criminal liability and major crimes. And so the FBI needs to search the University of Delaware archives, and they need to search Hunter Biden's home and business addresses.
Home and business addresses. This on top of now needing to look at all of the art dealing that has been done and who has been buying all of these paintings. You cannot separate any of this. The corruption here is just so deep. And to put it in perspective, every news channel should have told it to you this way. Peter Ducey said it a couple days ago in front of the White House, this.
This is the first time a sitting president has had a home searched by the FBI. And the press secretary insists President Biden does still intend to run for president, run for re-election in 2024. But they do concede there is no precedent for somebody running for president after having the FBI search their most private quarters.
And now it looks like they're looking at other things. We also have a new report out about the documents and where they were stored at Penn Biden Center. Give you an example. The Penn Biden Center had a June event. This is while those documents were still there. And it allowed attendees to be unmonitored in the building for access. A conference at the Biden Penn Center in June reportedly permitted attendees to be unmonitored and have access to all the facility, where in November, classified documents were found in an office Joe Biden maintained. It was a two-day boot camp, quote-unquote, held for congressional staffers to promote a working relationship with China on issues such as energy and academia. The Washington Free Beacon broke this story. The University of Pennsylvania, which houses the Biden Penn Center, had received millions and millions in anonymous Chinese donations. In fact, since Biden assumed office, University of Penn has reportedly received donations worth $52 million from anonymous sources, including from China and Saudi Arabia, raising even more concerns of compromised national security at the highest levels. The University of Penn's close ties to China appear not to cause an increase in facility security for the June event either. According to the Washington Free Beacon, the two-day conference had slack security that permitted congressional staffers and other attendees to wander around the building. Back in June, they had a conference where the attendees, they could pretty much do and see whatever the hell they wanted to. Quote from the report, there were no posted security officials at the Penn Biden Center during the June conference, just regular staffers. And attendees were able to walk around the center unmonitored and make use of unused rooms for phone calls and other private work during the conference. The lack of security at the event raises questions of whether Biden's classified information at the center was compromised. The Penn Biden Center's lack of security comes as the Justice Department and lawmakers have said that they are investigating Biden's classified documents scandal, which was first revealed to the public on January the 9th through a leak to CBS News. The Department of Justice and the White House had known about the scandal for weeks and weeks. In fact, Biden's personal attorney found the documents they claim while they were cleaning out the office, packing it up on November the 2nd, just a few days before the midterm elections, and they had a deal with the DOJ to make sure that information did not reach the public. It's also unclear why Biden's personal attorneys were initially searching for classified material. The White House and the DOJ have failed to provide the initial reason or cause for the search. What we do know is this. The Penn Biden Center has not complied with congressional inquiries into how classified documents were stored at the facility. That's what we know for sure. In fact, some of the classified documents that were stored at the center were labeled top secret, the highest classification of classified information. The materials reportedly pertain to Iran, the United Kingdom, and Ukraine, where the Biden family businesses had conducted many foreign business deals. Again, Ukraine, United Kingdom, and Iran. Now, when you look at all that put in perspective, you understand now why this is such a big deal. In fact, there's also multiple reports now that say the White House hid classified document scandal from you. Remember when Joe Biden said that they were going to be the most transparent administration in history? All right, let me just take a quick pause here, and I do want to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide. And you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Now, multiple reports are corroborating that they, in fact, did, referring to the White House and the Justice Department, had an agreement to hide President Joe Biden's classified document scandal from the American public, despite claims of transparency after it was leaked to the press. At least three times, the establishment media reported that Biden and the DOJ agreed to hide the scandal from the public view, with likely had they had no plan to disclose it until the scandal was leaked by CBS News on January the 9th. So if they wouldn't have leaked it, you wouldn't even know about any of this. This was weeks and weeks after the initial trove was found by Biden's personal attorneys. Again, they made a deal. Don't say anything. We'll just make this go away. White House officials are also reportedly suspicious about how Biden's classified document scandal was leaked to the press after only a group of White House and DOJ officials knew about the violation. So now they're furious about the leaker and they're trying to find out who the hell it is. Democratic allies are also increasingly frustrated by the White House, we're now being told. that they hid the discovery of the secret documents from the public for 2 months, and even once it was reported, provided only partial information. Then declared multiple times that the search was complete. The search had been completed. The search was complete, quoting the White House press secretary, only to have a significant portion of documents, new documents, appear. More documents turning up. They promptly contacted the authorities, the DOJ, after the documents were found and sought to work collaboratively to find any other stray papers, is what the White House wants you to believe. That cost them in the public sphere because they concluded that it would be more advantageous not to publicly disclose the discovery. And they didn't want to antagonize the Justice Department officials examining the situation and ultimately persuade them that the incident had nothing more was nothing more than a good faith mistake, quote unquote, the Times reportedly said from the people around this morning. Now, Biden has made it clear over and over again, right, on hiding classified documents in his house and garage for years, that he also has no regrets over any of this.
I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there. Thank you.
There's no there there. Thank you. I have no regrets. Early on, Biden's attorneys and the Justice Department investigators, it's now being reported, both thought they had a shared understanding about keeping the matter quiet, the Washington Post acknowledged, referencing the Biden administration's collaboration and to conceal revelations of the second trove of stashed documents. The Times reported the Post's account on January the 20th. Quote, the quiet cooperation continued for weeks between the aides and the DOJ. And despite the efforts to conceal the scandal, the Attorney General Merrick Garland claimed Monday his department had not applied a double standard of justice to the scandal when it's compared to Donald Trump. Quote, we do not have different rules for Democrats or Republicans, different rules for the powerful or the powerless, different rules for the rich and for the poor. We apply the facts and the law in each case is a neutral, nonpartisan matter, Merrick Garland wants you to believe. It's also still very much unclear why Biden's personal attorneys were initially searching for his illegally stashed documents at the Biden Penn Center. The White House and the DOJ have failed to provide the initial reason or cause for the search. Now, former President Donald Trump believes a double standard of the justice has been apparent regarding the documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Trump has claimed he declassified the documents before the materials arrived in Florida, a power a vice president might not have. Biden lied to the American people and weaponized the Justice Department, or as I call it, the Injustice Department, to go after me for the very crime he actually committed, Trump said in a new statement. He said the difference is that while I did everything right, I did nothing wrong, Biden did everything wrong because he, as the vice president, could not declassify and should not have had any of these documents. Now, if you're the White House right now, how do you distract people from all of this? I'll tell you the headline that sums it up in one simple way. There's a headline that is out there right now, and man, does the media love this. $400 million U.S. aid package. Biden is announcing to the nation that we're going to be giving that money to Ukraine because when you need a distraction, war is the best way to accomplish it in politics, apparently. Biden announced 31 Abrams main battle tanks will be sent to Ukraine. He announced Wednesday afternoon that he was approving sending 31 Abrams N1 main battle tanks to Ukraine in an escalation of U.S. support for the war as it nears the one-year mark. With spring approaching, Ukrainian forces are working to defend the territory they hold and preparing for additional counteroffensives to liberate their land. They need to be able to counter Russia's tactics and strategy on the battlefield in the very near term. They need to improve their ability to maneuver in open and open terrain, and they need an enduring capability to deter and defend against Russian aggression over the long term. So what did the president say? Quote, today I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion, he said. Biden did not mention the cost, but shortly after the remarks, the Department of Defense announced a package of $400 million under its Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative. Wow. German tanks, by the way, also rolling east. Berlin has approved Leopard 2s for Ukraine as well, as they're getting in on the action. Now, this is going to cost you $400 million if you're a taxpayer. $400 million in the United States of America aid package represents the beginning of a contracting process to provide, quote, additional capabilities to Ukraine, the Defense Department said in a press release. If you're Joe Biden and his team, what a brilliant move. Get us on the brink of World War III, and does anybody give a crap about classified documents or the FBI or what's at your house? If you can distract by going to war or having or starting World War III, it's a pretty smart move. Make sure you share a podcast as we'll continue to keep you updated on all of this. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review so we can reach more people, and I will see you back here tomorrow.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.